Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of both new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Our 2018 release, Bearing Up, includes 45 stories about making do, bearing up, and overcoming adversity. Our 2019 release, Exploring, includes stories about discoveries, challenges, and adventure. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. The Farm Summer by Susan Proctor. It was 1950 and I was 7 years old the first time I went to spend a summer with my cousins in Newberry, South Carolina. Aunt Margaret, Uncle Easton, and my cousins, Sandra, Doyle, Carl, Howard, and Barry, were visiting us in Charlotte. When it came time to leave, Aunt Margaret said, giving me a wink, "Susan, I think we'll take you home with us." First the begging, "Please let me go," followed by the "you'll get there and want to come home" objections, then the "no, I won't" promises. At last, Aunt Margaret said to my mother, "Carol, throw some clothes in a bag for this child and we'll be on our way." With that, the argument was over. We piled into the yellow station wagon and pulled onto the road. Stories and road games like cow poker and I spy made time fly by. Before I knew it, we were pulling into their driveway. The yard had not one blade of grass, but bore the telling brush marks of Aunt Margaret's broom. A single chinaberry tree adorned the front yard. Its branches were positioned perfectly for climbing, and if you carefully split the skin of a berry with your fingernail and held it just so, you could shoot it halfway across the yard. Barry and I were the same age, so we shared the chore of gathering eggs every morning before breakfast. The first time he showed me how to reach under the hen to grab an egg, as soon as I felt the warmth of it, I flung that egg splat on the ground. What we loved most was exploring. We caught tadpoles in the creek, played hopscotch in squares drawn in the dirt, and made yards of garlands in a meadow of clover. But we were absolutely forbidden to go in one pasture. That was the domain of Jax the Bull. Right in the center of it stood a magnificent oak tree, and oh, how that tree called us to climb it. Every day we gazed at it, imagining such an adventure. "I bet we could touch the clouds," Barry would say. One day, as it happens with children, the tree won. Jax was nowhere to be seen, so we scampered over the gate and sprinted toward the tree. Up and up we climbed. As we neared the top, we heard a snorting sound, loud snorting. Jax had spotted us. He charged the tree. With hooves pawing the ground, he threw himself against the trunk with more power than we could have imagined. The tree shook. The limbs swayed. We screamed and clung on for dear life. Barry called for Aunt Margaret. "Mama! Mama!" Aunt Margaret came running out of the house to see what was the commotion. Standing not far off the back porch and drying her hands on a dishcloth, she sized up our predicament. "Well, if that doesn't beat all Barry Smith, why is it you think you're not allowed in there?" Without waiting for an answer, she made her decision. "A bull can't climb a tree. He'll tire of you soon enough. Just sit tight till your daddy comes home for dinner. Once I get hold of the two of you, you'll wish Jax had got you." She went back in the house, shaking her head. I started to cry. "Uncle Easton won't be home till dinner. She's going to leave us up here all day." I'd forgotten that on the farm they call lunch dinner, and our city dinner they call supper. Sure enough, we soon heard Uncle Easton's car pull up. The car door slammed, and then he was soon standing at the gate. "Well, I see you two have had a busy morning. I've a good mind to go have my dinner and leave you up there." With that said, and knowing the mischief of children all too well, he walked Jax to his pen and then called to us. "All right, get yourselves down and go on in the house. I can't say what trouble awaits you there." Trouble indeed. Aunt Margaret gave Barry and me a good what for and took away our privileges for the rest of the week. But even mad, she never made me feel like I was just some no-account kid and she'd have really been happy if Jax had gotten me. No, I felt different at Aunt Margaret's. Like not worried something bad was fixing to happen to me at any minute. I liked it, that feeling. I had found me a new normal. You know that song Bonnie Raitt sings, Angel from Montgomery? It has that sweet, plaintive lyric. Just give me one thing I can hold on to. I didn't know it then, but that summer gave me something I could hold on to. Copyright 2019, Susan Proctor. Susan Proctor is a native of Charlotte, North Carolina. During her sales and marketing career, she wrote persuasive copy in both corporate and nonprofit arenas to encourage buying, contributing, and volunteering. An active member of Charlotte Writers Club, she won recognition as a frequent contributor. In addition, her work has appeared in literary journals, including Jewish Values Online and Lilth Magazine. Her story, My Mensch, appeared in the 2018 personal essay publishing project, Bearing Up. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in Bearing Up and Exploring, the two most recent releases from the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our 2020 Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.